Everyone enjoys a few drinks every now and then, however, when it turns into a binge or chronic habit, it is a problem for your health. But where does one draw the line? In this blog, we are going to explore how much alcohol is really good for our bodies and how to manage the habit to extract the best benefits out of it. Alcohol has always been the beverage of men and women around the world during social gatherings. It is basically created by fermenting the sugars in carb-rich food, like grapes and grains, and letting the yeast digest it to produce ethanol, which is what makes you drunk. The cons of alcohol. Regular drinking can cause several diseases according to gastroenterology specialists Dunn. One of the most common occurrences from regular consumption is fatty liver, where there is an accumulation of fat cells on the organ. It can become a problem if not treated properly. However, it is fully reversible in most cases. Extreme cases of alcohol drinking, however, can scar the liver tissues and cause cirrhosis, which is not curable and might need a transplant of the organ itself. There is also a tendency of people to develop acid reflux in the GI tract. However, most of these situations occur with regular and unchecked use of alcohol. The substance in itself can be consumed under regulation and provide many health benefits. The pros of alcohol. For starters, alcohol has a good side to it too, which can be utilized to its benefit with the help of moderate use. It can bring down social inhibitions and temporarily ward off shyness in people who have a problem with opening up to people. Red wine is also known to be effective in increasing chances of weight loss, in spite of its high calorie count per gram. It can also help with the overall cardiovascular health and increases circulation while removing toxins, which is a result of the high level of antioxidants that are present in the substance. In essence, the whole point of alcohol is one cannot get too attached to it. It needs to be enjoyed as a guest and not bonded with as a friend. If a person does maintain the necessary distance and get in touch with gastroenterology specialists in care for all their problems, then this habit might not seem like a bad one at all.